Chapter 8. Foul Play. Then, one cold evening in March, Mr. Utterson was sitting by the fireplace when Poole arrived unexpectedly.
What is wrong, Poole?
Oh, sir, the doctor has been shut up in his cabinet since last Sunday.
Please try to be clearer, Poole.
I think there has been foul play.
Poole convinced Utterson to come to Dr. Jekyll's house. When they arrived, they found all the servants gathered around the fireplace in the drawing room.
Thank God! It's Mr. Utterson!
Very irregular. Very unseemly.
They're all afraid. Now, sir, I want you to come with me to the cabinet. I want you to hear.
Poole took Utterson down to the laboratory and the stairs that led to the door of Dr. Jekyll's private cabinet.
Mr. Utterson is here to see you, sir.
Tell him I cannot see anyone.
Well, sir, was that my master's voice?
It seems changed.
Changed? I have worked for the doctor for 20 years. I know my master's voice. 8 days ago, my master was taken away. Now there is a creature in there who cries to God. That creature has also left us notes to take to the chemists. He needs some sort of drug. The notes are not in my master's hand. Look!
But this is your master's hand, Poole. Or at least it's very similar. The doctor could be ill. Perhaps he has some terrible disease.
The handwriting doesn't matter. I have seen the creature who is inside that room. He's a horrible dwarf.
Let us speak clearly, then. That creature inside. Could it be Edward Hyde?
Yes, sir. I believe so.
The door to the cabinet was locked. Utterson and Poole decided that they must break it down.
Jekyll, I demand to see you. If you do not open this door, I will break it down.
Utterson, for God's sake, have mercy!
That is Hyde's voice. Down with the door, Poole.